Well, hi there. Welcome. It's your show. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. Maybe we should start calling it Take Two with you and also Debbie and Jerry, because we're here along for the ride with you, the Take Two family. I'm Jerry Usher, coming to you live from Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary. That is in Weston, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston. Debbie Giorgiani is in Arizona, and we are coming together through the magic or the wonderful means of technology, and we are all together here for the radio show today.
I know, it's exciting. That was funny though, Take Two with you. I like that. I like that. It has a very nice ring to it. Okay, so here we go. We're going to dive right into the topic today, and you're going to love it because we've all heard it. I think we have. What does offering it up mean to you? So when you hear someone say to you, you know, if you are talking to somebody and you are sharing something that's going on in your life, a really difficult struggle, you've got something you're wrestling with, and they say, why don't you offer it up? What do you think offering it up means? That's what we want to talk about. And you don't have to be Catholic to call in. Maybe you've heard it. Maybe you're wondering. Maybe you want to ask some questions. And we would love to answer and have a great discussion. So it's super simple. We got Matt on the phones, Michael on the controls, Pedro on social media. And all you have to do is dial in. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Yeah, and in all ages, in all times, the idea of offering it up is still very valid. It applies. You may have heard that when you were a kid. Maybe your grandparents, one of your grandparents said that to you, or your mom or your dad. It's kind of fallen out of use in a sense, because a lot of people think that it kind of carries a connotation of like, oh, come on, just deal with it, or, you know, stop complaining or whatever. But no, offering it up is so, the concept is so powerful. Mm-hmm. What we do, say we stub our toe. Okay, that hurts. We can feel the pain. We cannot like it. You know, we hope that it, you know, heals up real fast. But we have an opportunity at that very moment to say, with the eyes of our heart, to look upward toward the Lord and say, Jesus, I unite this pain to you, to your suffering on the cross, for the salvation of souls, for the conversion of my husband, my wife, for my kids to come back to the faith, for a prayer intention to be answered. So there is nothing that is outside the reach of offering it up to the Lord, any inconvenience, pain, and especially very significant trials and challenges that we're going through. So how do you do this? How do you offer things to the Lord? What does that even mean to you? Maybe this is a new concept to you, and we can certainly hash that out a little bit here on the air, but we need you to participate to make the show what it always is, impactful because of you. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
We say this often in life coaching when folks come to us as clients. We say, let your suffering work for you rather than against you. Is oftentimes you can have the suffering just overwhelm you, paralyze you, make you be stuck in the world, and that's not good. You want it to have some spiritual merit. So let your suffering work for you, and offering it up is an incredible spiritual practice to do that, just like Jerry shared. Now, I will tell you, I do want to hear from our listeners, Jerry, their Take Two family members, and those that are listening right now. If you want to talk about this, what does offering it up mean to you? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. I do have to tell you, you said maybe we heard the phrase growing up. I have to say, my mother used to say it all the time. I was a little kid, and every time something would happen, she'd turn around, she'd whip her head around, she'd go, offer it up. And then, I don't know, just the little kid that I was, I said to her, Mom, you offer it up. And she goes, I do every day.
Well, like I said, too, I think a lot of people feel like it's fallen out of use. You know, it was a phrase, and it was something we did back then, you know, but times have changed. Maybe they relate it to like, well, it's post-Vatican II. Maybe that was so pre-Vatican II. We don't do that anymore. You know, we chalk a lot of things up to that. But no, the whole idea of uniting our suffering with that of our Lord is so very valid to this day, and it is so vitally important. You obviously have a lot to say about it because the phone lines, we only have two lines still open there. John and Trent and the others that matter screening right now, we'll get to you momentarily. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. What does offer it up mean to you? And give us some examples of how you do that. Not, this isn't to brag on ourselves, but this is just to say, hey, you know what? I had this one opportunity. I was going through such and such in my life, and I decided to offer it up. And maybe you can share how God honored that and maybe answered a prayer that you offered along with that intention, that difficulty, that suffering. 833-288-3986.
I so agree, Jerry. This is going to be a wonderful conversation because we're going to get started with John in just a few minutes. John, hang on, please. You're going to lead the discussion here on what does offering it up mean. And it's very important because we have brand new listeners every time we air Take Two. We know because we get the emails. I just got into the car, turned on the radio, and there you were. And God was speaking right to me. And I want to know more about what's going on with this platform where everybody, you know, adds their experience, their faith walk. It's so beautiful. So please consider calling in and tell us your understanding of it, how you use this this method, if you will, to deepen your relationship with God as you unite your sufferings to the cross. You know, Jesus said, pick up your cross and follow me. What does that mean? If you really pick up the cross, well, look what he did. He picked up the cross and he suffered and died. Okay. But then ultimately rising, just like we will rise with him. I mean, it's so incredible when you think of it in the mystical sense. The number to dial is 833-288-EWT. That's 833-288-3986. And Jerry, I think you should bring that up, how we do teach our kids about offering it up.
Well, yeah, as parents, Debbie and I have just shared, it came to us from our parents, our grandparents. Maybe we don't hear it so much anymore, but you, maybe as a parent, maybe this is important to you, to teach your children to unite their lives entirely to Jesus on the cross, and that includes uniting their difficulties, trials, their disappointments in life, their true sufferings to that of Jesus on the cross. How do you teach, how do you impart this idea to your kids? 833, we're going to have an amazing conversation because the lines are, there's only one line open. So grab that. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. What does offering it up mean to you?
Question today of the Take Two family, what does offering it up mean to you? And we'd like for you to weigh in on this. So if you have a few moments and you can pull over safely to the side of the road and make the phone call, we do appreciate it because your participation makes all the difference in the world. And the number is 833-288-EWTN. Again, that's 833-288-3986. And John, hang on just a few seconds longer, please. The EWTN On Demand platform features 50 new podcasts every week, as well as an ever-expanding library of audio and video content for Catholics who want to learn more about their faith simply using their mobile device, computer, or TV. Your favorite EWTN programs are available 24/7. All you have to do is visit EWTN.com and click on Demand.
Very good. As promised, we're going to go right to the phones. John called in first, so he gets to go first in Springfield, Missouri, listening on Catholic Radio Network. Hi, John.
Yeah, it's Don.
Don or John? Don, did you say?
Don, D-O-N.
Oh, hey, Don. Sorry about that. We got your name wrong. How you doing, brother?
Yeah, that's okay. Doing okay. How about you?
Doing pretty well. So glad you called in.
Yes. As far as the offering it up, that's what the topic is today.
Yep.
And I can't think of a better way to unite yourself with Christ than through his suffering. If we didn't have the age-old question, why is there suffering in the world? Well, if you didn't have suffering in the world, you wouldn't have the ability to unite yourself with Christ's suffering in any other way that's more intimate. if you're suffering and going through suffering, which, you know, a lot of us have, then if you just suffer with no purpose, no reason, it's terrible. It's awful. It's like, that's why people are saying, why do you suffer? Because it's no good. Except for if you suffer and then offer it up for a specific purpose or a loved one or even somebody that you don't love, then it's, God looks at that as being extremely generous, and he taught us to offer up our suffering for another, and he said there was no greater love than to offer yourself, offer your life up for another person of the body of Christ. And if we didn't have suffering, there's really not a better way or more intimate way we can do it than through our own suffering. So if you suffer, if you are suffering out there, you know, people that are listening, suffering now, if you just suffer quietly and don't do anything, it's useless. But if you offer it up for a miracle or for a loved one, it does change. My dad did it. He's 93. My mom died a few years ago, and he's lonely. And I tell him every day, Dad, offer up for a specific purpose for a specific person. And he has done so, and it has been heard. God has heard it, and he has answered.
Amen. Well, Don, you know what you just did? You just gave a beautiful little primer on redemptive suffering and offering it up. You know, I don't know that was worthy of a theologian, if I can put it that way. You really understand this topic very, very well. And my mind always goes to Scripture on this show, and that's not a bad thing, of course, at all. And as you were talking, I was just reminded of what St. Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, around verse 13. He says, "But we would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope." Grieving, losses, things like this, for those of us with faith, especially Christian faith, it has a completely different meaning. And I have a good friend who is actually not really a believer or following the Lord, but he lost his wife, and it just plunged him into a deep depression, and he just didn't know what he was going to do with the rest of his life. And the thing is, you know, I tried to tell him, you know, with faith in Christ, with knowing the truth about what happens to the immortal soul, you will have a chance to see her again, you know. And so this is such, Debbie, such an important message.
Absolutely.
I'm really pumped up about what Don was sharing.
Oh, yeah, redemptive suffering, absolutely, Don. And I agree, Jerry, wholeheartedly. But Don, I'm curious, how is your dad accepting that when you do tell him, share with him to offer it up? Is it alleviating some of his pain?
It is, and it's taken a while. It's been 3 years since Mom passed on, and they were married 66 and a half years.
Oh, that's rough.
And
yeah.
He was very, very, they were actually codependent on each other, so there was some, he's dealing with some issues right now trying to make sure he puts God above his former wife.
Mm.
But with that being said, it does help him, and he does realize it in his head. His intelligence tells him, yes, that's what he should be doing, but it is difficult for his heart to accept it. But he does, he's getting better with God's grace, getting better day by day, and trying to redeem himself as best he can for putting God ahead of Mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he kind of put her up on a pedestal when she died, and we keep telling him that, you know, he's got to love the gift that God gave him, but he's got to love God more.
Right. Well, maybe some additional prayer from the Take Two family can help. I brought the prayer book out, Don. Can we add, if you feel comfortable, can we add your mom's first name? And we'll happily pray for your dad as well.
Yeah, my dad's name's, I'm junior, he's senior, so he's Don as well. And then mom was Ann.
Ann, beautiful. Well, maybe some extra
Take Two.
With an E. You know what's interesting? I put it with an E, and normally I don't.
That's good for you.
Yeah. So I guess the Holy Spirit is definitely working today. But Don, maybe some extra prayers from the Take Two family will just kind of get him boosted up, and, you know, so he can keep going, because, you know, it sounds like you had amazing parents with an incredible long marriage. Even if they were a bit codependent on each other, that's a long time to be married.
Oh, very much so. And if you could add some personal prayers for my son and my daughter-in-law as well. We have been estranged, but we're talking and hoping that things get better.
Good. Absolutely.
Okay.
Praise
good
God.
Deal. Yeah, I understand. There's like 85 million in the U.S. that are estranged from their children. That's a lot.
I'm afraid to say a lot of the therapists are adding to that because they're telling people that relationships are toxic, and I don't believe that people are toxic. Things are toxic, but people can change.
Yeah,
you can't change a poison to not be poisonous, but you can change a person to not be poisonous. Mm-hmm. But I hate that term.
Amen. Right on, Don. Lots of great stuff you shared on this. Please join us again. If you have this kind of wisdom inside of you, Don, we want you to share it on this show anytime you are feeling the nudge to call in. So thank you very much, brother, for that contribution. We appreciate that. Talking about offering it up today, what does that mean to you? What does it look like to you? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Amy is next in line in Minnesota, listening on Real Presence Radio. Hello there, Amy.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Doing good. How about you?
Good, good. Sorry, I was a little caught off guard. I'm just heading into a follow-up appointment. It's a 10-year follow-up appointment for breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing really well. And I, of course, checked my blood work before I went in, and we'll get the details. But so just, I had talked to the intake caller and mentioned that when I first was diagnosed, I was 45 years old, and one of the people that I worked with, you know, I was telling people that I had breast cancer and I was going to need to have the surgery and chemo and everything, and one of them said, who had been through it, one of the, my coworkers said, there's a blessing to cancer, when you come out the other side. And I know it sounds crazy, but you'll get there. And I, in fact, did. And it was because of my faith and because of our beautiful Catholic faith that does talk about suffering and offering it up. And ironically, or Holy Spirit-wise, Don talked about a parent and that an elderly parent, and I have a 96-year-old mom who is, you know, dealing with end-of-life issues, no cancer, but who often complains about just elderly, you know, losing her mobility and things that are very legitimate. But I try to gracefully remind her that we offer up our suffering and that that's what the Lord is calling us to do, and that complaining, even though we all do it somewhat, is not what the Lord wants us to do. And just offering that up and trying to do that in as gentle a way as possible. But and I could go on and on, but I, like I said, I do have an appointment, so right. I better
so,
keep it short.
Well, we do want you to make it for your appointment to get that great news. Amy, I put you in the prayer book, so know that you have a big family around you praying that you can continue to call yourself a cancer thriver, not a survivor, cancer thriver. I love your outlook, love your attitude. And from a fellow a person who has struggled through cancer, I totally get it. I agree with you 100%. I even called a radio show one time that I was doing the blessing of cancer, and I was told by a fellow parishioners, how dare you do that? It is not a blessing, it's a curse. I said, no, it's not, it's a blessing. When you have faith, you will absolutely see the blessings in people, in places, and in yourself if you manage to stay focused on God as you go through it. And you just shared that, you just confirmed that, and it's so true. Cancer doesn't have to take us down, it can actually have us look up. And it's an incredible, it can be, even if it ends in death, it can be an incredible journey. Don't you agree, Amy?
110%, I agree. I also just finished a program so that I'm a spiritual mentor now.
Good.
And it was a 2-year program, and it has taught me so much about what you go through and how you manage it.
Yep.
Can help you bring people closer to God. And you just said it much more eloquently than what I did. But
oh, no, bless your heart.
Yeah,
you're going to be a great mentor.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're very eloquent, Amy, yourself.
Yes.
And as Debbie said, you know, we're looking forward to you getting that wonderful, good, beautiful news at the checkup there. And keep us posted. And thank you so much for being part of the, not only the conversation today, but the Take Two family, which Debbie said, Amy, she mm-hmm. assured you. People around the world, we're nothing if we're not a praying family. We've been saying that for 10 plus years, Amy. We're a praying family on this radio show. And so you've got people in places you don't even know who are praying for you right now. So hopefully that'll make you even feel a little bit more encouraged today.
Absolutely. And Amy, real quickly, I know you're busy, but if you get a chance, our email is take2@ewtn.com. Take2, the number 2, or that you can spell it out, at ewtn.com. Drop us an email, if you will, when you're done with the appointment. Could you let us know?
Absolutely. I will do that. Thank you for your show and your service, too.
Thank you, Amy. God bless you.
What a beautiful call.
Yeah, what does offering it up mean to you or look like to you, or how does it play out in your life in a practical way? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We'll welcome Jerry into the program from Cleveland, listening today on The Rock. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, how are you?
Doing pretty well. How about you, sir?
Pretty well.
Good. Go right ahead.
My mother always, I'm a Gen Xer, so, you know, my mother, she always said, offer it up, whatever, you know, we complained about something, offer it up for the poor souls. Mm-hmm. And so I do that to this day. But I heard of a saint who, I don't even remember who, what the name of the saint is, but she always offered everything up, dishes, took a shower, take out the garbage, everything, offered up for the poor soul. And she became a saint just from doing that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, I can relate
to
that.
I don't remember what the name of the saint was.
But I love that idea. Offer everything up.
Well, yeah, and I'm laughing at that too, Debbie and Jerry, because Debbie bothers Debbie a little bit if we happen to be walking through an airport together, and I see somebody's left their, you know, Starbucks coffee cup on the floor.
Drives me crazy.
You know, their burger wrapper or something. Mm-hmm. I'll go over there and pick it up. You know, maybe it's partly because, you know, I have a little bit of OCD or something, but. I say a prayer for the person who left it there and for the mm-hmm. person who has to clean it up, you know, so mm-hmm. I do offer that up, and it's just a tiny little thing, but that shows, Debbie, as Jerry's saying, mm-hmm. we can offer up even the smallest little thing. God will accept that and do huge things with it.
Well, and I offer it up you doing that, because I follow behind with antibacterial right away.
Yeah, no, and you have to be seen with me. And she kind of pulls her, you know, scarf up over her face. You know, right. I don't want to be seen with this guy.
Right. But Jerry, that is awesome. After the show, I'm going to look up what the saint's name. I think that is fascinating. Thank you so much for sharing with us. And you got a great mother that imparted that to you, because it sounds like it's something that's ingrained in you now. And that's a beautiful thing.
Oh yeah, I'm sure she's in heaven right now.
Oh, do you want to give us your mom's first name? I've got the prayer book out.
Yeah, her name is Gail.
Gail, beautiful.
And you can add my dad to that too, Jerome.
Jerome. Oh, I love that, Jerome. I love it, Gail and Jerome.
Yeah, I'm a junior too.
Oh, nice. Very nice. You got
not
great,
exactly a junior, but almost.
Right, right. Well, it sounds like you have great parents, and I'm sure they are. They're, hopefully God is allowing them to listen to their son share with the world the beauty of your parents. And I think that's wonderful. Jerry, thank you so much for gracing this conversation, and God bless you. Jerry, real quickly, before we come back from the break, I just wanted to share, we had Trent from Bismarck, North Dakota on Real Presence Radio. Trent, we're really curious what you had to say about this topic. Trent, can you call back and just let Matt know you were next in line? That would be wonderful. Everyone else, hold tight. We're just going to hit that pause button. We come back, more about what it means to offer it up.
Great to have you with us here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie And you, thanks for already making this a very impactful broadcast. I think we're learning a lot and growing spiritually as well. That is the goal of this show. And we're talking about what does it mean to you to offer it up? How does that look in your life? Have you had some practice on that? Maybe you aren't really familiar with the term and you want to just to discuss it from a very foundational standpoint. We can do that as well. But you've got to call in 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And we would have no program if it weren't for the affiliates. And congratulations goes out to another EWTN radio partner. You hear their name mentioned every day on this show because a lot of their callers call in. It's Real Presence Radio, 27 stations serving North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Wyoming, celebrating 21 years with EWTN this week. So congratulations to Lynn Devitt and her team at Real Presence Radio from your friends here at EWTN.
Beautiful. Okay, we are going to go back to folks that are listening on Real Presence Radio. Colleen, first-time caller, South Dakota, Real Presence Radio. Colleen, thanks for waiting and welcome. Hello, Colleen. Are you with us?
Colleen okay, you might, radio on.
Yeah, I think your radio is on in the background, Colleen, so you're going to hear a delay there. So, yes, go right ahead. You're on.
Sure, I got it off.
Okay, great.
Hi, Colleen.
Hi there. Yes, this is something I grew up with, too, always being told to offer it up. But not until my later years, and I mean really later, did it dawn on me that as I was reading 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Mm-hmm. It dawned on me that was offering it up is like letting it go.
Mm-hmm.
Letting it go like a grace to let go of whatever bothers you or whatever burden. Or what, I used to be a whiny kid, so whatever I was whining about, you know.
Yeah.
It well, worked. But, you know, I just sort of transferred it for clarity's sake.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a saying I'm trying to think of right now. It's like a blessing shared is double the blessing, and a sorrow or something shared is half the sorrow or half the burden or something like that. Anyway, there is something really to be said about, you know, sharing our sorrows, our trials, our challenges with one another, and of course the good things, the blessings, the joys of life as well. And Colleen, it's so beautiful that you have this still to this day in your life, you know, that you learned about this at such a very young age, and maybe you didn't really understand it all that well at that time, and maybe you didn't quite practice it really like you perhaps do now, but it sounds like today you've got a real good grasp on this.
Thank you
Colleen. And you know, I love that you went to scripture and it came alive for you and really spoke to you in such a beautiful way to get you to realize that, so you could let things go and not hold on to them and let them weigh you down or really have you be paralyzed from it, right? To let you be stuck in this world. And that's a beautiful thing what you just shared with all of our listeners, because a lot of people feel the heaviness of things they're struggling with, and I think you just helped in that way. So thank you, Colleen. We really appreciate it. You were a first-time caller, but that's it. This was the first time. Now you're going to call us again, hopefully, on another episode. Thank you. And we're going to go to Bridget in Driving Through Iowa on Divine Mercy Educational Radio. Bridget, thank you so much, and welcome to Take Two.
Hi. Thank you. I basically am just wanting to reiterate what so many other callers have said. I, too, grew up with being told to offer up our suffering to Jesus. When I went through breast cancer and was receiving chemo, one of the things that I did was, first of all, I had music, not necessarily playing in the room, but just running through my mind, math music. And then I would envision myself at the foot of the cross. And that was an amazing way to offer my suffering to Jesus and to ask him to take my suffering and use it for the poorest soul in purgatory Additionally, I would think of each member of my family. It was just a wonderful way to unite my suffering with Jesus.
Yeah, it sure is, Bridget. And, you know, you bring up something to my mind right now that I think is very important to point out. And that is, a lot of people will say, well, how can we offer our sufferings in union with Jesus? That was, you know, 2,000 years ago. We can't do that. There's no way. That's not possible. Well, a little philosophy lesson for all of us here. God, we can know that God exists apart from faith. We can know by philosophy, by reason, that God exists. And God exists outside of time and space. How is Abraham saved? How is Moses saved? How are Adam and Eve saved? People of the Old Testament, they're saved in light of the cross of Christ, but that is, you know, it's a sacrifice that in essence stands outside of time and space, so it can be applied back to the people of the Old Testament, and therefore here 2,000 years after the suffering of Christ, we can take our sufferings, our pains, our disappointments, and unite them with him as well, and it's just the same as if we were offering them with him on Calvary when he suffered so very, very horrifically for us. So anyway, didn't mean to go into classroom mode, but
I was just
going to
say, this is so awesome. We're getting free seminary training. I love this. That was awesome, Jerry. Well said. Bridget, I just want to let you know, I put you in the book, Another Cancer Thriver. I love it. And I loved you. I love your wisdom and your take on this and what you're sharing with the world today. So, you know, you can tell by the way you are describing it, that you have such a big heart for other souls. And you have to imagine that that is so pleasing to God. So, Bridget, I'm just going to add my little response to Jerry's wonderful, profound explanation. And I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. Now, drive safely through Iowa. You've got your guardian angel right beside you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Bridget. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, very good.
This is so cool. We don't have to pay for seminary. We don't have to do anything, and we get all the benefit. I love this. This is like amazing. A virtual classroom.
Well, I love being here. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, just a little side note, my bishop, John Noonan, and vocation director, Father Zach Parker, are coming for a visit a week from today.
Nice.
So the four of us from Orlando who are here at this seminary, we're just so excited about our bishop and vocation director coming. And also, Katie, hang on. I want to just mention before we go to Katie in Indianapolis, speaking of offering it up, I want to take all of the Take Two family's prayer intentions for Thanksgiving. Break. I have just finalized my plans. I'm going to Canada again. I went to New Brunswick last year for Thanksgiving. I'm going to Montreal this year because the Oratory of St. Joseph, you may know that as being the oratory that was so sacrificially built by St. Andre Bisset. I'm going to go spend time at the Oratory of St. Joseph. I'm hoping to get to St. Anne de Beaupre, and I will see the tomb of St. Kateri Tekakwitha. And so I would like to take, I'm making it kind of a pilgrimage, a retreat of sorts, but also want to do some leisure things, see some of the sites around that area of Canada. So if you have any prayer requests, Take Two Family, start emailing them to me now. I'll take them with me all the way up until, well, and including the time that I'm there over Thanksgiving. SeminaryJerry@gmail.com is where you can do that. I would be just flattered and honored if you would allow me to take your prayer intentions with me to those pilgrimage sites, and I will pray for you at those sites before those saints. So SeminaryJerry@gmail.com is how you can get me your prayer intentions.
Wow. More and more gifts today. I love this. This is amazing. You know, Montreal, where you were talking about visiting, that's where my late uncle, Father Sylvester Lavolsi, that was like his second home where he taught.
Oh, is that right?
Oh yeah. It was very close to everyone there. Yeah, it's amazing. So you're going to have just an incredible, incredible experience. Okay, Katie is up next. Indianapolis, Indiana is where she resides, and she's listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Katie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much. Yeah, so tell us about your understanding of this offering it up.
Okay, I wanted to let you know, you two, you and Jerry have such beautiful souls, and I can tell that through the radio, and I just love hearing you both, and I think we're just so blessed to have your words and your prayers, and I just can't tell you what it means, because you helped me get through a lot.
Oh, thank you, Katie. We love you. Thank you, Katie, so much.
God bless you.
Yeah. I love you. So 3 years, 3 years ago, my husband had a massive stroke, and he practiced law for 33 years. He lost the ability to walk and talk and eat. He choked. He couldn't. His breathing was affected. He was a brilliant person, and he became Catholic after into a stroke. It was like a year into a stroke, and he became Catholic. I just couldn't get him to Mass because he had to have surgery on his feet, and he couldn't walk. He had neuropathy, and he never said a word. He taught me how to suffer, and while taking care of him, I didn't have any help. I brought him home from an incompetent nursing home, and I tripped on his wheelchair, and I fractured my hip. Mm-hmm. So we both left in ambulances, and I got well, and I was being treated for kidney stone for about 5 months, which the doctor should have said, go get a PET scan, but he didn't. And I found out I had 2 stage 4 cancers. And I didn't know how bad they were until it was all over, because I had to have a mindset, and I just offered it to God, no matter what it was. You know, I just said, if it's not your will that I live, then I have more time to prepare. And I prayed to St. Jude. I think everybody should. And he answered, you know, I did it every night, no matter what time I got home in the morning, no matter what time I got up. But, you know, it just wasn't God's will to let my husband live. And so I have been through so much. I never knew that being a Catholic, that we suffer, you know, and how we're supposed to suffer. And so every day I get up, I have to have PET scans every 4 months. They tell me I'm nothing short of a miracle. I had a 50-50 chance, and I prayed that I would be able to stay well just to take care of my husband, because I wanted to make sure, you know, that he was safe. And all my prayers have been answered. I think we need every minute of every second of every day. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. And I say a novena. I just found someone at my church gave it to me, but it's about letting go. And there's 9 days of it where God asks you, or Jesus asks you, if you love me and you trust me, then why do you try to get a different outcome? I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
No.
So, you know, after everything I've been through, I thank God I'm here. I don't look back. I want to make every day count. I'm hoping I go to purgatory. I'd like to go to heaven, but I'd probably go to purgatory. And I just want to be, you know, want to be there for others. And when there are so many people suffering, and we just don't know how blessed we are. We have, you know, we need to wake up, and we need to check our excuses as to why we're not doing what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And I have to do it every day. And I know the devil has a lot of soldiers, mm-hmm. but if I listened to him, I wouldn't get up out of bed. You know, and I have to talk myself through it and pray. And I just hope that, you know, who's ever suffering, you know, you're not alone. God is with you. It might not feel like it, because I felt alone a lot. But I just believed that he would not leave me. And here I am. So, yeah.
A walking, talking miracle for the world, Katie. Pretty amazing. Yeah. Katie, I know Jerry has some comments, but I have the prayer book out. I put you in the prayer book, and we'd be so honored if you'd give us your husband's first name.
Yes. My husband's first name was Steve, and 20 years ago, I lost my son, Justin. He was 28, and I've been I say the prayer, St. Gertrude's prayer, at least twice a day.
Right.
Because I don't know where I'll be. And so if I'm in purgatory, I'm hoping others will pray, because they can't pray for themselves. That's what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, whatever's bothering us, just, you know, just get up and be thankful and watch what you say. Words are important.
Katie, real quickly before I forget.
Sure, I'm sorry.
But I want no, you're perfect. Would you email us that novena? Because I was trying to look it up as you were talking. I'd like to post it on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. So email us take2@ewtn.com. Okay, take2@ewtn.com. That would be a great gift, I think, for all of us. I loved that. I don't recall that novena, Jerry.
I do not. But Katie, you have an amazing soul, amazing spirit, a beautiful heart, and you have endured a lot. But you've offered a lot of things up, and you've mentioned a couple times, you know, you hope to just make it to purgatory. Well, you know, we all may have to spend a little bit of time there, but the beauty of that is purgatory is a state of eternal salvation. It's just, you know, prior to being in the beatific vision, those of us who have to maybe be purified a little bit in purgatory obviously are guaranteed salvation. So that is the beauty of that very biblical and historical teaching of purgatory of the Catholic Church. So, and yeah, Katie, anything else, Katie, before we let you go?
Oh, thank you for letting me. Thank you for letting me share. And I think purgatory is a great place to go. Please, we're going to heaven. But you think about everything that's going on in the world, and once you stop and think, oh my gosh, this is not forever. I'm here on my journey, and I'm gonna, I get to see God's face. That in itself should make us feel very comforted.
We're
not alone.
Katie, I agree with you. I totally agree with you, and I love your heart and I love your soul. But I and my prayers for you, this is just me personally, I'm praying that you go straight to heaven someday when God calls you home, because I go big with God, Katie. And I Saint Carlo Acutis did everything he could to bypass purgatory so he could get straight to heaven, and that's what I want for you, and I want that for the whole every member of the Take Two family. So just know that, Katie, I'm going big, okay?
Thank you so much. Love you both.
Love you too. Katie. God bless.
Love you too.
Prayer emails are coming in already. SeminaryJerry@gmail.com. Yep. Charles, I just got your email, and I will be taking your prayers with me to the Oratory of St. Joseph. Hopefully make it to the Shrine of St. Anne de Beaupre and the Tomb of Kateri Tekakwitha. Many other beautiful religious pilgrimage sites in and around Montreal. So please, folks, if you would like me, I'm going there over Thanksgiving break. I will take your prayer intentions with me. Just email them to me. You can be specific as you want. You can be as vague as you want. You don't have to use even your name or anything, but if you want those prayers, I'd be happy. I'd be so happy to take those with me. And we're going to get back to your calls. Kathleen is going to be up next. I just want to mention quickly another show that you really should know and fall in love with like you have Take Two. That is Word on Fire, Sunday afternoon, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, with the one, the only Bishop Robert Barron. He illustrates the truth, beauty, and goodness of Catholicism. That is Word on Fire, Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on EWTN Radio.
And by the way, this show today was suggested by one of our wonderful Take Two family members. So thank you so much. Keep the show suggestions coming. Kathleen in Annapolis, Maryland is up next on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
Hi.
Hope you guys are doing well.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Now that you called, it's even better.
Okay, good, good. Well, I just wanted to share with everyone, as many of you, my mom always said the same thing, offer it up, offer it up. Well, it wasn't until, I want to say it was around 98, 99, I had the worst flu ever, should have been hospitalized, but didn't go to the hospital. And I remember laying in bed for days, suffering, and for the first time I offered it up for everyone who was suffering in Bosnia during the war and the conflict at the time. And by the time I recovered, when I recovered, I remember, talking with people in the neighborhood, and so many people were hospitalized. They all went to the hospital and were in the hospital getting IVs for fluids and everything else. And I just remember thinking, okay, God really pulled me through that. And I feel like it was because I was offering up all that suffering for the people suffering in Bosnia. And I just wanted to share that. That the outcome ended up being positive, and I was blessed because it could have been a lot more severe than what it was.
You know what's beautiful about that, Kathleen? There were probably a lot of people in the world praying for that same intention, but you don't know. And the thing is, that is an intention that God, the Holy Spirit, placed on your heart, told you, hey, Kathleen, we need prayers. We need God's grace over here. Please pray for this. And I'm thinking about it in even in my own life. Deb, you probably do this too. I've mentioned it on the air before. For example, I hear a song by my favorite band, the Eagles, and I say, and it's Glenn Frey singing, and he's passed away. I say, dear Lord, please grant him eternal salvation. I mean, there are these moments for us to pray, possibly for things and for people who nobody else is mm-hmm. praying for. Yeah. These are blessed opportunities for us that we should not let pass by in life.
I completely agree. Kathleen, thank you so much for sharing with all of the Take Two family. We so appreciate it. This is why we do the show each and every weekday, to get the word out so others can be brought into the spiritual practices so that they can heighten and advance their spiritual walk. Thank you, Kathleen, so very much. Patricia in Jasper, Indiana on Tri-State Catholic Radio. You're up next. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, how are you today?
We're doing well. Thank you so much, Patricia. You go right ahead.
Well, I'm a stage 4 cancer patient. It has breast cancer metastasized to my bones and my lungs. I started in 98. I got it back in 2006, and then it came back in 2018. My dad died in 2013, and I took over, my fiance and I took over the care of my mom. We kept her in our home until, like, 2 years before she died. She died in 23, I believe it was. So she died like 10 years after my dad. And she got really bad. We had to put her in a nursing home because she got a UTI and she was hallucinating and stuff. So she was in the nursing home a little over a year and a half, maybe. So I asked God to keep me here till we got through with, till I could be here for her. And now I've been praying for that he keeps me here until I can finish settling her estate in, I think it'll be 2027, 2028 before we can completely settle her estate. She has to be dead 4 years before we can put some property down in Texas in an airship to my brothers and sisters and me. Mm. But I've started offering mine up, been going to started adoration this year, trying to go every Wednesday night for adoration and stuff. And I've been offering it up, like asking God to let me accept the suffering and the pain that I have, just like Christ did, and offered up for the people in purgatory. And right now I'm going through physical therapy, trying to keep walking because I've got so much pain in my legs and hips and backs. And I also have two tumors on my back, one on the thoracic and one on the lumbar, and they're inoperable at this time because if they try to operate, I can become paralyzed from the waist on down. Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to offer it up for the people in purgatory. We also just lost our deacon, so I've been trying to be there for the deacon's wife. I've been friends with her family. I helped take care of her parents when they lived in her home and till the day that they died and stuff. And I just haven't been around for her much with all my physical therapy. Plus, we've been traveling some, trying to travel a little bit. My fiance and I have been together since, oh my gosh, 2011, I think. And the only reason why we aren't married is because I went through a divorce and I never got my annulment done. Well, my ex-husband's dead now. But if we get married and I end up in the nursing home, he will lose everything he owns, including his home. So that's the only reason why we are not married right now.
Well, Patricia, you know, as you've been talking, you know, we're all supposed to be Christ-like. That means carrying our cross. And one doesn't carry a cross unless there's a destination to carry it to, and that is our crucifixion. And I see you as really as the crucifixion personified. You know, you are, I'm going to use a word I don't use loosely, and that is you're a hero of mine now, Patricia. I'm going to remember this phone call, you know, forever on this show. And being the spiritual beggar that I am, and if God does grant me a few years of Catholic priesthood, God willing, being ordained in a couple years, being the selfish beggar that I am, I would ask that if you would offer one tiny little bit of suffering for me, I would appreciate that.
I know. Oh, okay.
So and stuff. And they took him home. He got diagnosed with brain cancer about 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half ago. They didn't expect him to live, and he just died. So we've got his funeral this weekend, and then, God willing, if they can find a place to take me up, because we've been on the road a lot, and my fiancé doesn't want to drive to Iowa, the burial will be in Iowa next week. So I'm hoping to be able that one of her grandsons can take me with him, and I'll be able to travel with him to Iowa for 4 days because they're going to do a service up there, and then the burial will be in Iowa, and then she'll come back here to Jasper.
Wow. You are a strong woman, Patricia. You've
amazing.
Got Jerry moved with great emotion, and we just thank you so much for sharing your journey with us. And we put you, I was writing like crazy in the prayer book for all of everything you're going through, Patricia, and just please feel our prayers. Thank you so very much. You hear the music. We've got to close the show. Nancy in North Atlanta, Jenny in Central Ohio, we want to hear from you. We just don't have the time. We're going so fast. Please call in on Unscripted. Mm. And share and revisit this topic. Jerry?
Yeah, that's not supposed to happen on live radio, is it? But yeah, I guess this show is real. It always has been. So thank you, Take-Two family. Again, I'll take your prayer intentions up to Oratory of St. Joseph, St. Kateri's Tomb, and others. SeminaryJerry@gmail.com is where you can email those. Tomorrow, the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day.